Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, and of course you know what that is. It's time. It's been a week, which is unbelievable. It's already been a week since we last talked to each other. This is, of course, Ask Ms. V Sports. I am, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo. And before I bring on Ms. V, the toy lady, I want everybody to be out there to be safe during this Ferguson thing that's going on with all the peaceful marches and stuff. So be careful out there. Don't do nothing stupid. Just be careful, do your thing, let your voices be heard, and we'll continue on from that. And without further ado, here's Miss V, the toy lady. Hello.
Hey, everyone. What's up?
Hey. What's up? What's up?
Good
that you're home. How's everything in Detroit during this situation?
There's right now actually one of the demonstrations going on. So I'm hoping that they're being peaceful.
Exactly. That's why I was saying, don't do that stupid. You know.
I think they will be peaceful here. I mean, not trying to be funny, but
I understand.
And this is me stereotyping off the rip because I don't know anything about Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that they must have a predominantly white police force.
Yes.
So
you're correct.
With that, you know, I'm just gonna let's hope and pray that the district attorney and who's ever doing all this investigation and the FBI, you know, do their job. And somebody actually has a video of him doing what he did to that young man.
And at
the end of the day, you know, pray for their families, you know, the biggest
thing.
The rioting and the looting has to stop.
That was stupid.
It has to stop.
That's dumb. That was stupid.
It has to stop.
That was retarded. I'm sorry. That was disrespectful and uncalled for. You know, you don't do that.
Businesses had nothing to do with what one officer did. And that is the only problem I have with this at this particular moment. Other than Anonymous coming out there, which I don't know. I'm kind of on the line with Anonymous, you know, and their threat, you know. I just got to say I'm kind of on the line. I mean, I understand their threat and the fact that they are hackers and that they actually got into the police department's computer system.
Okay.
And the personnel files.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
This I have a problem with because these are professional hackers and they, you know, they made it a point to release the officer's name today, which I believe should have been released long ago. I'm sorry.
Well, and not to cut you off, if they would have done that in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. The dumbasses trying to cover up shit.
I think they still would have been rioting because I'm sorry to say this, but some people want a reason to do stuff, and I personally think that even if his name would have been out there, you just have some ignorant ass people, and even with his name being out there, they still would have done this because they wanted to go do this. They wanted to go commit crimes. They wanted to do this what they did. I'm sorry, but this is the looting and the rioting. This is not the '60s. We are in a technology age. We are supposed to be evolved from that. We are supposed to be bigger people, and the people who fought for our rights, the people who fought for us to be able to have decent jobs, to sit where we want to on the bus, to fly on the plane where we want to,
died
for us, and to do this, I just have a problem with. And I'm going to be real brief when I say this because we really need to get on to some sports stuff.
Of course, but I
had
to put it out there. I want to act like nothing's going on, you know.
With this, they've got to put African-American history starts in the home, and I think that it's important that these young people know their history and know what's going on. The riots in the 60s, those people knew what they were doing, you know, and I wasn't there. I was a glimmer in someone's eye or a thought somewhere, but I wasn't there. But what I can tell you, what I hear my family talk about and what I hear about it, you know, those riots were because of things that had happened and to make a point. You know, because that was the only way to get the word out, because you needed the national spotlight on it. The national spotlight would have been on this situation without the looting and what they're doing.
Stupid. That was dumb.
You know, because this is the technology age, and what you're doing is making people re-stereotype us. And I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I have a hard enough time on a daily basis, and this kind of goes to what's happening, and then we're going to go on to S&C Sports. But I was at Home Depot. Now, we all know Home Depot is like the superstore for everything. So I was at Home Depot, and I had a faucet in my hand, but I needed to get some really big materials that required one of those big carts. Now, I'm walking around.
Those flatbed carts, you mean? Like those flatbed? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of those big ones. And I had this thing in my hand, and I went, the cart was outside the door. I'm not even thinking. I'm just going to grab the cart.
Okay.
The buzzers went off because what I had the security sensor in it. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm just trying to get one of those carts. Young man at the register, African-American, yanked the product from me. And it was like, the carts are right there. So I get the cart, and I come back in. And I said, can I get my faucet now? And he looked at me and kept waiting on the customer. Well, what he didn't realize, I had already dropped about $600 or $700 in that Home Depot earlier that day. So I saw another man walk around. I said, can I get to see the store manager, please? And he said, I'm actually the district manager. Lo and behold, the district manager was in the store that day. And I did not know that was the district manager, and I told him what had happened.
Jackpot.
And how I felt, you know, and he waited on me, and he got me the other materials I needed. And then he got that person's supervisor and, you know, said, we need to talk about that cashier. Okay. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I just want to let it be known, because that's black-on-black stereotyping. First of all, if I'm going to steal something out of Home Depot, I ain't going to steal nothing that costs $20, okay? Home Depot, I'm taking a whole bunch of shit. First of all, let's get it clear, I ain't stealing shit. But
yes,
but if I'm going that route, bitch gonna earn that felony that goes with stealing, okay?
Exactly. No. You ain't gonna do like those some of those Ferguson looters did and get Doritos and hair weaves.
No.
I'm stupid. Oh my God. Ugh. That's another disgusting part. Anyway. But yeah, the point is just the stereotypes in general. Period. Even with the same race, you know, it's
And grant you, if this young man knew how much money I made, because I almost read his little ass.
It's amazing you actually stayed calm and just did the, you know, polite approach. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. There's ways to deal with it, because the way I dealt with him, he probably didn't anticipate that happening. First of all, don't make me feel like I didn't did something. Second of all, he looked like I could have been his mother. So, you know, I got mama going through my head. I got, who the hell do you think you're talking to?
But the thing that don't make no sense is that you said you were sorry. You apologized right away. It was a mistake. And what the hell was his problem?
Oh, but he snatched it and then didn't want to give it back to me.
Yeah,
when
what's
I got
up with
the
that?
Cart. And I'm like, okay, motherfuckers, you know, do I need to read you what you make, $8-$9 an hour?
You try to embarrass me.
I'm going through my mind that, you know, what I make, and we won't disclose what I make
a year.
Of course not. But what I make a year, would put him to shame. Well, he probably wish he made what I made a year.
And
so,
it'll definitely put me to shame.
Okay, speaking of putting people to shame, the love of my life.
By the way, before you talk about the love of your life, which I know what you're going to get into, I will disclose one thing, and it's the phone number, 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And if you're going to talk, you better talk. You only got like 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only can stay that long, unfortunately. It's one of those Thursday nights again. But anyway, to the love of your life.
He's officially no longer the owner of the Clippers.
Yeah, which eventually we all knew that was eventually going to happen in due time.
But this is what I really want to hit on.
Go ahead.
Shelly Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the title of number one Clippers fan. So, and lifetime season, lifetime courtside seats. So, my question is, how many games when she owned the Clippers did she actually attend?
The only time she did is when your love of your life was there. And only during the playoffs this year, I saw her by herself with a friend of hers. That's it, on TV. But other than that, that's like sounding like some spiteful shit.
So that's why, you know, that's where my, you know, I don't have, I'm glad that the Clippers are sold. So, Mr. Ballmer, congratulations.
Yes,
you know,
yes, the former CEO of Microsoft, cha-ching.
And Michigan native.
Cha-ching.
So, you know. Congratulations. I'm not hating on you. I was just trying to figure out how the hell she got titled Clippers number one fan.
Come on. Can we call bullshit on that? Bullshit, please.
Bullshit.
What's bullshit? Wait a minute. Just want to understand. Now, you a little into the lawyer type background. You would know more than me because you went to school for these type of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. She has a share of the team or something, right? Because she was, you know, because of the Sterling family, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're selling, doesn't that mean you have no ties to the team? You know what I'm saying? So you're saying she got a bonus plan? Like, okay, well, you sold the team, but you gained courtside seats and being named number one fan of the Clippers? Are you serious? Am I missing something here?
You know what? In these sales, especially with these multi-million-dollar sales, there's all kind of clauses that are written into these sales.
Okay.
You're never going to have a clear-cut sale. This sale was made public because of the nature of the love of my life and what he did. But Bill Davidson's family, even though his wife didn't want nothing to do with the team, I'm sure that his children may have wanted something. So when she sold the Pistons, there's probably some type of behind-the-scenes incentive. They may have a suite that they always have.
Okay.
There's incentives. You know, when the sale goes on, it's not just about the money. There's the negotiations behind it, you know, depending on what's being sold.
Okay, I got you.
You know,
I got
it's
you.
Part of the negotiation, and it's a minor thing to give up. Okay, you're giving the bitch a courtside seats for the rest of her life. It ain't like she got a whole hell of a long time to live. And
yeah, that's true.
My thing is number one fan. That's where my problem. Believe it or not, I could give a shit less if she got courtside seats.
Yeah,
I
but
have
that,
a problem
yes.
with this number one fan thing
come
because,
on, bullshit on that. Come on.
You know, let's, okay, the Knicks number one fan is who, in your opinion?
You mean the unofficial mascot, Spike Lee?
Yes.
Him acting a fool? Yeah.
But the whole thing, that is, I mean, I'm not even a Knicks fan, but, you know, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that's, if you want to say number one fan, that would be their number one fan because win or lose, his ass is there.
Yeah.
That's what you're, but that's what, no, but.
Number one fan that's famous.
Right.
Yeah. Not number one fan. You know what I mean?
But
I know what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is someone who always is there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in his movies, you know, when he started making movies before he went into the different things that he's doing, you know, when you saw him in a movie, you always saw New York something in there. You know, that is a fan. That I just, you know what, let me move on. I have a problem with that number one fan title. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's the only thing that irks me. That's the only thing that's eating my crawl on that. You know, I don't care about the court-sized seats.
Yeah,
you know,
good for you. You know, whatever.
You know, but that number one fan title.
Yeah.
That eats my crawl.
That's almost like it's shoving, I mean, it's shoving in her husband's face. And, I don't know, shoving in the people's face. I don't know. It just, I don't know, just don't. It don't sound right. Why don't you just shut up and just, you know, move on, you know, and enjoy your seats and shut the hell up. You need to be put out there like that. You know, you did, okay, it's sold, shut up, move on, that's it. You have millions upon millions, you know, or you're close to a billion, so whatever.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, that was my only problem with that, you know.
Yeah, I agree
actually,
with you.
The love of my life is challenging to sell. They said they already were prepared. He's not going to win. He's already filed the papers on that.
I saw a recent picture of him, by the way, like a couple of days ago. He was chilling with one of his girlfriends. One of his,
I have him.
Black girlfriends. this never makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. I know this has gone on for years, but I don't understand a person that's racist on another race, but you date the racist women. You know, that race women that you hate, you date their women. That makes no fucking sense to me. If you're racist, you're racist.
It's
to me, that's just like, well, you're racist against the guy, you know, the men of that race, but not, I don't know, this is stupid. That makes no sense. That's like a half-ass racist.
He's
no sense.
Not dating them. Remember this. He's not dating them.
Oh, but whatever.
This is the no, let me finish. This is the master slave mentality.
Yeah,
and
well,
you have to look
true.
At it. With the
true.
Master slave mentality, see, regardless of what they may think, he sees them as the N-word, regardless. That's what he sees them as.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are so desperate. Because, first of all, what woman in her right mind would know that this man has said these things in public and be seen with him in public or be seen with him, period, knowing how he feels.
Exactly.
Therefore, you have to look at the individuals who are with him also. Again, the slave master mentality. If I got me a white man, I'm going to be going somewhere because ain't no black man going to be able to do this for me. He sees it. I got this NB, and guess what? I can still say what I want because these stupid NBs are going to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. That's exactly what it is.
It's not. He doesn't see them as women. He doesn't see them as people that he want to be with. He's controlling them.
Yeah,
that's why I said
one of his women. That's why I said one of his
women. But he's controlling them at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous already. This is, you know, 2014 and this fucking bullshit going on. It's just sickening. It really is. It really is sickening. You know, but it is what it is.
My tires are no longer in first place.
By the way, I was about to bring that up. Here we go again. I mean, wasn't the Royals earlier this year did the same shit and they went on a big ass winning streak, knocked the Tigers off first place, and now here we go again. They did it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Nathan flipping us off. He did apologize, but
who's that? We talking about
the pitcher Nathan for the Tigers.
Joe Nathan. Well, what happened? He said something.
He flipped us off twice yesterday.
No kidding. Oh shit. When? I didn't know about this.
He did it once with his hand and then once with his glove, and that was a sold out. Tiger Stadium was sold out yesterday.
Wow, what the fuck?
He came back and apologized today, but it was a half-assed fucking apology.
It's a hollow apology.
Somebody in Tigers management told him, if you want to keep your fucking job, you better apologize, because it was all over the news.
First of all.
All over the news.
This happened years ago.
And he got booed.
Yo, good. He lucky shit wasn't thrown at him.
No, he got booed, and that's why he flipped off the fucking fans, because they booed him. Okay,
wait
you know how many fucking people that we boo here?
But wait a minute. The bottom line, if you suck, You deserve what you get. Those are paying fans. They pay your salary, in a sense, because it goes to the owner's pocket, and the owner takes the money, and part of that money goes to your salary. If you don't perform, you will be booed. It's simple as that. It's not like they booed your ass when you shut out the game, you know, and save the game. That's a different story. And even then, you don't do that. That's the
like
last thing, though.
Like I said, he did it, and you got
and
go look at
it.
You, go look
and mind
at the
you,
video.
And mind you, I don't mean to cut you off. This guy is from Long Island, so he's not. He don't live too far from me. But he's a bitch, this guy. I'm sorry. He is a bitch. You know why I can say this? Because every time when he was with the Twins, right, and they used to face the Yankees in the playoffs, he blew every save every time. That motherfucker couldn't save a game in the playoffs to save his life. Has no guts, no nothing. So for this motherfucker to do that, he lucky none of those Detroit fans were like the fans back in the day, like in the 60s, and they would have... Don't shit at him.
Kick
his ass.
But
you never do
that.
You never do that. Never.
People were asking for him to be fired this morning because of what he did. And Detroit fans, you know, But remember, I'm a diehard Detroit fan. I might not go to the game, so remember, I'm diehard all Detroit.
Yeah, but I mean, too.
And I'm like, are you, you done lost your fucking mind? I was like, you better
yeah.
have the brothers one down there. You know, he was down there with the white folks who had too many beers, you know, but if the brothers would have been up in there, it would have been on. And I mean, let's keep it clear. We can afford to go to Tigers games, you know, and we do support our Tigers. You know, as a matter of fact, I've been trying to get to a game, but you know my little situation.
It's always been a very good fan base. It always has been, even through the tough times when your people have gone through a lot of tough shit.
We are loyal fans.
Always support the team. Remember, there was a documentary about when the Tigers beat the Cardinals in the 68 World Series. There was a riot that year in that city.
And there was a riot in 84.
No, but I'm talking about because there was riots with all the shit that was going on during the time.
Yeah, the 68 riots were going on.
And the Tigers came back from 3-1 to win the World Series. And it actually was a good thing because it helped the people of Detroit, believe it or not. It actually uplifted the people. It was a very good documentary. I really recommend it. I wish I remembered the name, but it was a very good. It was that same year where that homeboy, that Spanish dude, he sang the national anthem in a different way. He's the one that sang Chico and the Man back in the day, the theme song. I forgot his name. Julio, I forgot his name. Puerto Rican dude.
Freddie Prinze Jr.? No.
Freddie Prinze Jr. And not Freddie Prinze Sr. either. I forgot. He's a Spanish singer. Like he sang, you know, Feliz Navidad, you know, shit like that. It's this guy. But he took the national anthem in the old in Tiger Stadium, the one I like, and
the one that's not there no more?
Yeah, the one that's not there no more. Now it's just it looks like a, you know, like a bomb hit it. Anyway. And,
no, it doesn't. It's just a baseball diamond with no walls.
Anyway. I like to mess with you. So he sang it in a unique way, but it was still respectable. But because it was a Spanish guy did it, this is a disgrace. How can you sing the national anthem like this? It's a disgrace. It's disrespectful to the national anthem, and they just shut up. It wasn't like, you know, he changed the words and shit. He did it in a nice way, and if you hear it, it was very nice, it very genuine. It's like Marvin Gaye did in the finals in the 80s. You know, when
I'm saying they still talk about that the way he did it.
No, but come on. No, when he did that, didn't you get goosebumps?
Mm-hmm.
And no, and for you probably something else.
You know what? Let's keep on. Tigers are no longer in first place.
That was
a little bit of
sex part right there.
We done had Nathan, you know, flip us off. He gave us a half-ass apology.
Yeah, that's an asshole. That's a dumbass.
You know,
he gave
us a half-ass apology. You
exactly.
know.
Exactly. I agree with that. Of course it's half-ass.
And, you know, and what else is going on? Oh, I saw boxing. There was very good boxing on Showtime. Both of the anybody who knows about the Jennings brothers, they're both really good boxers.
Okay.
And both of them won their fights. The one Jennings, I cannot remember his name, but he was the actual premier fight, the showcase fight. And his younger brother boxed earlier, knocked this motherfucker out in the first round, 2 minutes and 46 seconds. I was like, damn.
Wow, flashback of Mike Tyson.
The type of knockout, and he's like a lightweight or something, or a junior weight, you know.
Oh,
so he's not even a heavyweight.
Hmm.
Oh, but he knocked this motherfucker out, but they said that the guy couldn't meet the challenger, and I cannot remember his name, but the guy had to go 3 days of not eating to make weight, and he rehydrated before the fight. But they said they think part of it is because he went 3 days of no eating so that he can make weight to fight.
Dumbass.
He just, you know, first of all, he should, you know, I don't know how much money they were making, but, you know, there have been fighters, and we've heard them recently, that I'll pay the motherfucking fine. I can't lose no more weight, you know, and pay that fine to fight, you know, but know that when they're overweight, that they can't fight for a title at that time. And, but, you know, he knocked his ass the fuck out.
Mm.
2 minutes, 46 seconds of the first round. I had to rewatch it. I thought I had missed something. I was like, damn. I thought I was just, you know. Didn't he make it through round one? Showtime had some really good fights on this weekend. And then his brother, he fought. And, you know, we won't tell the audience what I'm going through, but I'm not on my sports the way I should be. In a couple of weeks, I'll be back, and we'll have everything. We'll have all kinds of.
I hope so.
Yeah, we will be back. Oh, and we have to let everybody know. V's After Dark will be back on Tuesday, August 26th. I promise you, we'll be back. If we're not, we'll have a replay. We're not even doing replays for these 2 weeks we're off. We're just taking a straight-up break.
Yeah.
You know, so for those of you who keep sending me messages saying, Ms. V, are you okay? What's going on? Yes, this is the break we were supposed to take in July. We're taking it now. And because we could do Ask Ms. V Sports a little bit quicker, you know, we didn't cancel Ask Ms. V Sports. We just canceled V's After Dark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as they say, the business, it went dark for two. It's going dark for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As they say.
And you know what? We need a break, you know. Y'all better be glad I didn't take a month off. But we are taking a Christmas break. You know, we are taking a break.
Ooh,
we're
already looking 4 months ahead of time.
Well, that's because there's a lot. December is a really hard month, and it's right before AVN. So we're gonna there's too many holidays in December. I mean, you're talking about Christmas,
please.
And then you're talking
Hanukkah,
talking about turnaround. You know, you
New
got
Year's.
Your different religious holidays.
Yeah, my birthday, January 3rd. Hint.
You know, so when I say we'll be taking a breakdown, we will be black that entire month. We will not be doing Ask Ms. V Sports either.
Yeah. Well, see, well, you always black, but you mean black as far as the show going in vacation.
The show will, you know, we'll be doing replays. I mean, we may, and this is a big may because there's stuff that I've got going on, but we may come on the first week in December.
Okay.
But as it looks right now, we probably won't.
So, wow. So,
you know,
in other words,
when I say that we're taking an entire month off,
yeah,
we're
going to
take
a
month off, but there will be replays, you know. We'll start tweeting, you know, to what shows do you want to hear during the month of December.
Ooh.
Well, you know, so go into the archives and start voting for your shows. Maybe I'll put a blog. Maybe I'll do one of those, what is it, the blog up where you could vote on it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do one of those, and we'll start getting the votes and tell people to go listen to the shows and let us know which show they want to hear, and we can have those planned the month of December.
Too bad one of those shows is gone for good.
I know. I'm so disappointed. I'm so upset. We got to get her back. We got to get her back on. You know what?
Yeah,
we're
talking about Lathan Benson, ladies and gentlemen, by mistake.
We need to, mistake, it was deleted. But, maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should bring her back in September. We need to check our schedule.
It's a good idea.
But once you reach out to her and find out what she's doing in September, we'll get her back on.
Sure, no problem. I'll get to work on that. Wait, those are extra tonight. Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Your dose are very active tonight.
Yes. Oh, believe me. I think they feel change is coming.
Yeah. And you know when you see the animals going the one way and you're still staying in the other side, I think that's when you follow them. Get the hell out.
Yeah.
You know, birds and shit flying.
Everything.
They know something.
And for everybody who got affected by the floods this week, you know, here in Michigan, there were, as of right now, we know of two deaths that occurred.
Ooh, man.
One woman had a seizure in her car. She got caught in the flood waters and had a seizure and passed away. Another woman was found in her basement. She was 94 years old in the flood waters. So, you know, we still have a lot of idiots out here driving through it. As of this morning, we had No, you want to hear this? It was on the news. So I could joke about this because it was all over the news.
Okay,
the news cameras are there.
Okay.
And the news guy wears, because it's so dark out, because he was out there like at 4 in the morning. And the news guy is out there, and they got all these big signs up, do not, you know, road closed, don't go through. And the news guy has on this bright-ass yellow vest, you know, to make sure that, you know, he don't get hit.
Yeah, exactly.
And... everywhere this news guy go, it seems to be something with somebody's car that happens. It's so funny, but he's a cute guy. But he watched this guy go past the barrier into the fucking water, tried to drive through the shit, and he stopped. So he called the news guy, called the police. The police showed up, and they tell him, get out your truck. And the guy's like, I was trying to get to work. I thought I could make it through it. Motherfucker, it's up to the fucking damn.
That's an idiot.
He was running late for work. Then you see the motherfucker sign and say, don't go through.
And dumbass.
It was. And the water here was so bad where it was up to the overpass. You know how they had the 14 high, the overpass where it's like 14 feet high?
Wow.
Water was up to the bottom of that sign.
Damn.
Our shit was bad.
Damn.
Put it like this. We had, you know, this is the Motor City, and we depend on our freeways to get around. You know, I can't speak for other cities, but here we have a freeway that comes from everywhere. And our freeways, our idea of a traffic jam is not like other people's traffic jams. You know, California, I guess maybe even New York. You know, you guys literally sit still
for maybe an hour, 40 minutes. Yes.
Okay, we don't sit still here. Our idea of a traffic jam is that it took us fucking 20 minutes longer to get home because that shit pissed us off, okay? When we have to go through fucking detours and the detours are fucking flooded, put it like this, every single fucking freeway, every freeway.
Wow.
Now, this is a rarity. Every single freeway was closed at one point at one location or another. Because of that rain. They said it rained for 6 straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, they show people in kayaks.
fucking battleships were flowing.
You know, Noah's Ark was going on.
Noah's Ark had two of everything.
I tell people, see, this is why you need to... And I'm gonna hear about this, but I gotta say it. This is why when people have children, especially black folks, that's why you need to get your damn child swim lessons. Cause shit like this, you never know what's gonna happen. Okay, all you motherfuckers talking about your hair getting messed up. Let me tell y'all something. Miss V knows how to motherfucking swim. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I know how to float.
I know how to swim. I know how to
backstroke, breaststroke,
yeah.
Dog paddle.
And you know what? If I feel that my body, because of, I learned how to swim when I was really young.
Okay.
And because of when I learned how to swim, when my body, if I feel like I'm drowning and it's a natural reaction for me, but my body slips over so I'm on my back and I'm floating. So if I get to where I can't breathe, it's a natural thing. And people laugh. They're like, why do you flip like that? And I said, you know what? I said, if my body feels that it cannot handle the water or that I'm not doing something right, natural reaction is to flip on my back. I said, I don't panic. I was like, I don't panic, I flip. And people laugh at me. They're like, so you don't worry about drowning? And I was like, no. I was like, I worry about my ass fucking floating. I was like, because I flip. It's a natural reaction for me to flip over. And people laugh, but I tell them, guess what? I won't drown because I know how to float.
I loved in the Navy when they told your ass, you know, when you were in boot camp, right? Oh, yeah. Your dungarees could be used as a floating device. Yeah, fuck out of here. Yeah, maybe in a pool, but not when it's a real ocean with waves and shit going over and a current taking your ass away.
They can. They really can, though.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit.
Go get you a pair of dungarees and tie them motherfucking legs up. They really can, because that's why believe it or not, that's why we have fucking dungarees for the ships.
Yeah.
Not because they wanted us to look like motherfucking prison escapees.
Yeah. You know what I call those uniforms? I call them the jail uniforms from Stir Crazy with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. That's what we look like. It was like, what the fuck? We dressed up like convicts. Motherfucker.
But it's actually for the flotation of the pants.
And the hat, too. They say something with the hat. You do something with the, the sailor hat.
That must be for you guys, because we ain't getting no damn sailor hat.
Well, yeah, you had different shit, of course, because you're ladies. But I'm saying, you know, the Popeye shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Popeye hat. Yeah, it's just like, but I never believed that shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to find out.
But it's true. You can.
I know you filled up a certain way. I know.
I actually tried it once.
Okay.
So that's why I'm being honest that you really can't float well.
Okay, but my point is, okay, but you tried it, what, in a pool, though, right?
No, I tried it out in open water.
With the choppy water and, like, you know.
No,
like,
but I was on somebody's boat, and I decided to hop out, and I had a pair of jeans for me, and I did it. It was deep, okay? We're talking about, I was in, like, it was
crazy. But that is deep if you need a boat to go where you
went. Yeah, I was going to say, it was deep.
Yeah, it was deep too.
But you know what? But I'm a swimmer, so you know, I'm that fucking black chick that people talk about, because they swear they be like, "Why the fuck are you even black? Because you fucking swim like white people, you know."
Damn.
You the bitch
too much
who
of that stereotype.
Hop off the damn. you really the bitch who do hop off the damn boat. You know what you mean? And
damn.
I come, but you know what? My dad swam. My dad lived in Chicago, and believe it or not, black kids in Chicago swim.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Well, with a windy city and with a city
Lake
filled
Michigan.
With water around it, just like New York City, you better know how to swim.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got a lot of friends who live in Chicago, and I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. I know, you know, here black folks don't have boats. Them motherfuckers... In the summertime, I can't catch none of my friends. They tell me, I'm not on my friend's boat. Call me later. Fuck it. I need to find a friend with a boat. I'd be like, you know, I'm in the wrong damn place. And it ain't the same friend. It's different friends. They'd be like, oh, yeah, we were out on the boat. And I'm like, boat, you know. My daddy had a boat when I was growing up, but it was, you know, I really wouldn't consider it a boat. You know, it had a boat on the back of it. You could fit a couple people in it. Yeah, pretty much, because, you know what, wasn't no going
boat,
below
like,
deck or nothing. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It had a motor on the back on, but he used it for fishing, so it was a fishing boat.
I was just about to say, ain't nothing better to go on a boat to go fishing. And to me, that was always real fishing. Even though I used to fish over a bridge, too. You like one of those highway bridges?
Yeah.
You like one of those things? I mean, I always like that, so don't get me wrong. But I always love the ocean and going in a boat and fish. It's like, you know, I always like that. I haven't done it in a long time, but I think it's a cool thing to do. Just make sure you bring suntan or some shit, because I always get burnt and shit. Like a dumbass, don't bring no sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Or wear a hat. But then the hat only covers so much part of your body. Your neck is exposed and shit, and then that's fucked up, you know.
You can't
always
win
like
for
the ocean. I always like the ocean. I don't know, something about that. I always like the – I remember I used to do duty on the bridge in the Navy. And, you know, I drove the boat, obviously. You know, it's like every half hour you rotate it. I think it was every half hour. You rotate it. And I used to be a starboard and, you know, a starboard and port side. And when you're in the open ocean at nighttime with the moon, it's like, wow, it's like a different world. It's like.
And your ass don't know how to swim. See, that's why I can't. When I tell people, and me and you could talk about this, When I tell people you do not have to know how to swim to be in the Navy, they be laughing. I be like, no. I was like, all you got to do is know how to float.
Thank you. Exactly. No, you're right. That's how I passed.
All you got to do is be able to float for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And the water is only 10 feet deep.
Yeah,
so
you know, in real life, ain't going to like be like that.
See, I wasn't worried about floating because I could swim, you know, so I could swim.
You know, when I look back on it, because I was on a cargo ship. I was on an AE, which, if nobody knows what that means, that's basically, we were the floating grocery store, basically. We were the Costco of the Navy. Basically, everybody would come to us to get weapons or supplies, and we would do that shit. It doesn't matter what the weather is, believe it or not. So imagine with the, like bad weather, and you shoot the line across to another boat, you know, another big ship, like a battleship or whatever, and you got to make sure, you know, everything is hooked on right and this, that, and the third, and shit could happen where shit snap, that's your ass. If that shit ricochet come back at you, you're cut in half, you're dead. You know, shit like that. So that was the experience that I had. And then you had the helicopters, you know, coming back and forth, going to the, you know, in the back to the land. Yeah, it was, you know, being a deck seaman, being a deck seaman was pretty hard. You know, it was not a really easy thing to do, you know. But, you know, I did it. I can actually say, yeah, I did that. You know, I experienced that as a young adult.
I didn't do that.
18, 19, well, yeah, you were smarter than me.
Wow.
It was a different time. It was like a different life. Like, I think about that, wow, that was, yeah. It's like a different life to me. But yet, it seemed
it's
like
it's a whole
yesterday.
Different community. I mean, the military people are totally different from civilians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the CBs. You know, you got the Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs, you don't fuck with no Navy SEALs.
Ain't no motherfucking joke.
So them motherfuckers
ain't no joke either. Wait a minute, the SEALs and the CBs, them motherfuckers I wouldn't fuck with.
No,
and
hell
people
no
don't,
fucking.
And, but see, people don't hear about the CBs, and that's the shit that tripped me out.
Yeah, but I do. You notice I brought that up first, though, right? Exactly.
Yes.
The CBs were, they deserve respect. Because I thought, man, well, why don't they get, why don't they get that respect like the Navy SEAL do? Not to take away nothing from Navy SEAL, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying, the CBs ain't no motherfucking joke either.
But, yeah, but you know what? You got to fucking know how to do construction and be able to hold your damn breath. That motherfucking swim test they got to do ain't no joke.
Hell no. I would have died.
You know, and wait a minute. There is no floating. You will know how to swim if you're a fucking sea.
Yeah. There's no motherfucker. No. You got to swim.
You will know how to eat fucking berries off of a fucking tree, and you'll look at the damn tree, and you'll be like, oh, no, that's poisonous. Next tree. You know?
Yeah,
know how
for
to
real.
Off the damn land as a damn CB.
Yeah, basically, you trained into be John Rambo from the movie. Yeah.
And you know what? I think the reason why they don't talk about them because, you know, you got female CBs, and them bitches, some bad bitches.
Man, I can imagine.
It's only a hand.
Mm.
No, I had one in my boot camp company. She wasn't cute. She looked like she might have been, you know, a little questionable.
Oh, okay. Maybe she made up her mind at one point and chose a certain part over the other.
She just wasn't. But you know what? I gotta take it back because I don't think anybody is attractive in boot camp when you're a woman. They make sure we are the ugliest of
ugly. I don't know. Some, I ain't gonna lie. Maybe I was very horny, but there was some that actually looked decent.
Y'all always horny, but I'm just saying because you know they take all of our hair products away from us. We can't.
Oh yeah.
You can't,
no, mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
that's
you
right.
Have to go no makeup, no nothing. So
that's
you
true.
Know, you get the sister like me. You know, thank goodness that. You know, I have that type of hair where I don't need no chemicals. But, you know, some sisters no chemicals. Woo,
oh. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
You think Don King looks scary. Oh, boy.
You know, so you talking about sisters going with no chemicals. And then, you know, some of them white chicks without makeup on, that's scary. And that's
scarier.
You couldn't know damn make. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, so.
I'm sorry, but.
Because
the only
thing
is
jobs to keep. Now, I'm going to say what they did let us keep in boot camp. Nobody probably knew about it.
What's that?
As females, we were allowed to have our birth control pills.
If
you had a prescription for birth control pills before you joined, what they did was they told you, they gave you a thing to give to your doctor so that you can have like a 3-month supply with you.
Damn. Yeah, because it lasts that long. That's true. Boot camp is like 3 months. You're right. You're right.
Boot camp was for 8 weeks when I was in. But
yeah,
they tell you to bring a 3-month supply of birth control pills with you because they don't know where you're going after that. So you come with 3 months. And in my case, I had my daughter's going through the same thing. I have really sensitive teeth. Ooh. And I had prescription toothpaste.
Okay.
And I had to
tell
them.
Bad? Wow.
Yeah. And it's something it's something about being in our 20s, because when I turned 30, I didn't need it no more. But my daughter is going through the same thing where she has to have this prescription toothpaste. And they did not want to let me use my toothpaste. And I'm like, y'all going to pay for these teeth? My mama paid a lot of money for my dental work. So they weren't too happy, but, you know, it was a prescription. So, you know, some things they let you have, you know, natural as far as diabetic or something. But because what we went through. So what else is going on in sports? I mean, the love of my life. And I knew it was something else going on, you know.
Well, there was a couple of things, but we don't have enough time on it. Maybe we can hold it till next week, at least one of the topics.
Yeah.
I'll let you pick, because you know what? I miss you. I know you didn't miss me, but I miss you.
You didn't see my tweet?
Yes, but you didn't really, I don't know. That was like, I miss doing the show more than, like, missing me. I don't know.
That's because we haven't really talked, and, you know, I'm going through craziness. You guys,
I know.
You guys will be let in on the craziness after the craziness is over.
It's done. Yeah, but you know how long this craziness has been going on? What, like 3 months at least?
It's crazy.
For really, Greg, a book on this shit. Seriously. Okay, I'm gonna let you decide this since we only got like 15 minutes left, right?
13.
All right, so who's counting? All right, relax. All right, so the Tony Stewart thing, or I know you heard about that. You know, the Tony Stewart thing where he basically hit another driver and Or this is more up our alley because of our other show, Bees After Dark, what happened to Christy Mack with that MMA fighter, that fucking scumbag.
I did not hear about that.
No? Wow, you must have been really busy. Ooh.
I'm telling you, I haven't been. The only reason I've heard about Tony Stewart is because I've seen part of the video, and Tony Stewart is supposed to be here this weekend. He still hasn't come out and said if he's going to do MIS.
Okay.
He's not hiding.
Now, this is my thing real quick. Okay. Now, I first found about this early Sunday morning, because this happened late Saturday evening.
Night.
You know, upstate New York, which I've said in my own show on my podcast, my Benchwoman's podcast. If you've ever been to upstate New York, you might as well be anywhere that looks like the country, like Kentucky or Nebraska or something. It looks like that, because all those mountains and and like small towns and shit. It's like, damn, this is New York. Yeah, New York State's like that. If you take away New York City, the whole freaking state is like basically Appalachian Mountains and forest and freaking country. Trust me. Adirondacks, excuse me. Yeah, Adirondacks. So they had this little race. So the guy's name, unfortunately, the young man that died, his name was Kevin Ward Jr. Now, okay, the guy was 20 years old. All right. So he got hit from behind from Tony Stewart. You know how, like, those race drivers be doing, like, to take you out the race?
That bump you out the way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So homeboy got pissed and got out the car. Now, to be fair, and I've said this on my podcast, it is stupid to get out of your car, and especially in a race, okay? I know you're pissed off, okay, because you feel, okay, Tony Stewart did that intentionally in your thoughts. So your testosterone is going 100 miles an hour. You're pissed off. You come out the car, and you're going toward, you're waiting for Tony Stewart to come back from the next turn so you can get at his ass. Now, I don't know how you would do that unless you're Superman, but why would you even think of doing that, is beyond me. But anyway, that's neither here or there. So he sees Tony Stewart come in the car, and lo and behold, boom, he hits him. Now, from what the, because unfortunately he got hit, the EMTs were there right away. They got him to the hospital, but he was DOA anyway, so it didn't matter. And the thing that I don't understand about this, besides the fact that this guy who died, I don't like to talk ill of the dead, but Kevin Ward Jr., it was stupid to get out of the car. You're not supposed to, unless there's fire in the car, okay?
You're not supposed to get out. And that's in any NASCAR. This was not a NASCAR. For those of you guys who don't know what we're talking about, this was not a NASCAR race. This was a different type of car. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but with this, they said that for those of y'all who think that he hit him head on, no, he did not hit him head on. And what happened was his rear tire hit him. Well, at the speed, you know, you get hit it. If you get hit with a fucking baseball, it can kill you if it hits you in your chest. And we know that happens.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to use the baseball analogy, but just to let you know that he was not hit head on. They said the car swerved and hit him on the rear. Well, considering, you know, that this dumb fuck did get out of his car, and they showed him pointing at Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
You know, there's two things here. First of all, Tony Stewart did threaten this guy's life. Let's get that clear.
Really? Yes.
Yes. Remember, Tony Stewart, if this is the same guy, he said that I will kill him.
No shit. It,
because he's had conflicts with him before.
Now,
so
where did he say this? Where was his?
This was at a different race. This was a different race. Something happened, and he said something about killing him. They played it, and that. And don't correct me if this is that guy, but this Tony Stewart's temper is one of the worst tempers out there.
That, I was about to say he has a reputation of being a hothead. Yes.
You know, and he's not afraid to fight nobody. I mean, that's one white boy I wouldn't want to see on the street in the hood because he'd beat your ass. And if he don't beat your ass, you're going to be scrapping. It ain't going to be him running away, okay?
Because
he ain't afraid to confront nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's that country
this,
buck.
But with this, they, you know, they got him on tape threatening to kill. And like I said, I think it was this young man.
Okay, so you're not 100% sure. It was
I'm not. Let's get that clear.
The
I'm
Kevin
not
Ward Jr. that passed away, okay.
Right. I'm not saying for sure that was him, but...
But still... With this,
but you don't get out your car. But Tony Stewart's temper... But what everybody needs is get clear. Anytime that there's an accident in automobile racing, there has to be an investigation, especially when there's a death involved. And... Now, investigation has been done by the police and the prosecutor. No charges are going to be filed. Let's get that clear. They've come out and said they found no ill doing, nothing wrong. There will be no charges filed. Tony Stewart is in hiding because the court of public opinion has said different. But what gets me, the court of public opinion on this are fucking not really race car fans, because I'm sure the race car fans are saying different. But you got all these motherfuckers who don't know the difference between a stock car, a NASCAR, or
Formula
a Grand Prix car.
Formula One.
Mm-hmm. You know, so with this, it amazes me because, you know, I tell everybody, y'all want to know who my favorite driver is. You know, I am a Penske family fan because of the Penskes being out of Michigan. But I love Danica Patrick, you know.
Love her too.
So when I tell people... You know, I'm not a big, let's get this clear, I'm not a big race car fan, but I do like race cars because my uncle used to race. We used to street race.
I respect it. I respect it.
You know, I have major respect. And I do watch, I mean, come on, you know, but I can only watch so much and motherfuckers going in a goddamn
circle.
But,
thank you.
I can only handle so much of it. I understand it's a sport and, you know, it's about the adrenaline, but how many motherfucking times, you know, the French Grand Prix I like better because it's a bigger race. So it's
not
circle,
only that.
It's a big-ass fucking circle, you
but
know?
Then,
and
not only that.
And stuff.
But if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but the French Grand Prix, isn't like they're actually on a real street, but they block it off? And there's a lot of twists and turns, like if you're really going on a highway or something, you know what I mean?
Yes.
See, that I could watch because, you know, there's a blind spot. Here's a hill, uphill or some shit or whatever, you know. See, that I like, going a circle 500 times for 3 hours.
But that's just like in Monte Carlo. I mean, you got to realize
that
the
too.
Racing here in the States is different from overseas because in Monte Carlo and France, they utilize the streets, and they do, you know, they don't do a course. They do the streets.
Street.
So they're going through the neighborhoods and everything.
Yeah, the real
street. So
yeah.
It's
That's
a big
cool.
difference. And I do like that type of racing. You know, I do
exactly.
like the Monte Carlo race. I do like the French Grand Prix. And
I
know
I
you motherfuckers are saying, Miss V, what the hell don't you know? I know a whole lot. Y'all remember that. But I will not say that I'm an expert on it. Let's get that clear.
Okay.
But I do know.
Okay, but let me ask you something. If you're Tony Stewart, okay, I guess he's a bona fide dick or whatever. I'm not trying to, you know, I try to be fair. On my podcast, I was on both sides of this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, I have no agenda. I don't give a, you know, I don't hate somebody, you know. Whatever. I'm not a race car fan.
But both sides have to take blame. You know, Tony Stewart is a legendary asshole, you know.
Okay, well, you know, that's what I've been hearing.
No, he's a legendary asshole, and he has one of the worst tempers out there. With this young man, you know, first of all, if you thought that you was going to confront Tony Stewart, that accident could have been worse than what it was. I'm sorry that the young man is dead, but at the end of the day, you have to, I mean, I know he's gone and it's going to sound real cold for me to say this, but somebody has to take responsibility that he caused his own death.
Well, he did.
You know,
he did.
You know,
he did in a way.
Here in the hood, you know, let me use this whole terminology.
Good.
We call it suicide by police. And you know what suicide by police means, but for those who don't understand, suicide by police is when your ass know the 5-0 is around you, and they say drop the gun, your motherfucking ass, fuck you motherfucker, I ain't doing this, whatever you gonna do, but that gun ain't being dropped. Drop the gun or we're gonna shoot. You not trying to drop the gun, you just moving the gun around in a threatening manner. Drop the gun or we're going to shoot. Boom. You're shot. You're dead. Suicide.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, that cop don't like that he killed you, but you caused your death.
Yeah.
This is the same instance of this young man. You knew you were confronting a car driving 80, 90 miles a motherfucking hour.
How close to 100. Probably,
you know
right around there.
Either way,
we're talking about a couple of tons of force coming at you.
I couldn't beat no fucking car, okay? The fact that the other car swerved to miss you, that right there. Now, see, this is what gets me. They're not talking about the other car that swerved to miss him. See?
No. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. But, this is my thing, though. All right.
And he wasn't delusional. You know, let's get this clear. This was not somebody who got a concussion and got on and was delusional either.
He definitely was in a right frame. Well, right frame of mind means he knew what he was, that he was smart enough to know what he was doing. I take away the smart part, but he definitely knew what he was about to do, getting out of the car, knowing the dangers of doing that, because shit could happen, you know, especially if the road conditions are not that great. You know, which wasn't the case in this, but I'm just saying in general, what if, you know, shit could happen? You know, but my thing is...
We got 90 seconds.
All right. But my thing is with this. I don't care if you're winning or losing. Tony Stewart should have stopped. Oh, my God, I hit the guy. Obviously, he didn't give a shit. And
he didn't know
he
hit him. Okay, let's get that clear. Tony Stewart
did not know
he hit him. Because he did not hit him with the head of the car.
Yeah,
I know. The rear tire hit him. You don't necessarily know, because remember, they don't have rear. They're only looking forward. It's not like us with the rearview mirrors.
Yeah, it's not
like
a
they
legal
don't have rear view
type of vehicle. I understand. I'm just saying, but then after the race, you have your people say, oh, we're going to go do the next race? I mean, come on, someone died. Come on, yo. That's not cool. And then after the fact, I'm sorry, after a day or two, no, I'm going to cancel the race. Well, now you're not going to go to the race, of course.
No, he still hasn't said he's not going. He hasn't announced that he's not going to do a race. He's in hiding right now.
Yeah, he's
and
hiding.
I understand what you're saying, but my whole thing is, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this. And just like you, my opinions are one way or the other, but I'm going to play devil's advocate for Tony Stewart. And this is going to sound fucked up, but I got to say it.
Go ahead.
You say that he didn't apologize. He should have apologized, but to say he's going to go on and, you know, do the next race, you know, a person dies.
Business usual.
It's business. Because when a person dies at a job, the business doesn't shut down. When a president of the United States dies in office, the country doesn't stop. The vice president automatically takes over and the work of that country goes on. There may be a day of mourning, but there is no stoppage. And at the end of the day, I'm sorry to say this, but this race car racing is a business, and the business doesn't stop because someone passes away. The sadness is that they did pass away, but at the end of the day, the race has to go on. No races have been canceled because he was killed on the track. You know, when Dale Earnhardt passed away, you know, and he died on the track.
Yeah.
They didn't stop racing, you know. And these are two totally different situations. So
that's what I was about to say.
But anybody says I'm trying to compare him, I'm not trying to compare him. I'm just making a statement because it is race car racing. When Dale Earnhardt died, and he died during a race, they did not, you know, the race. Now, that race did stop. But, you know, nobody canceled any races. I don't even think his son canceled. I think his son went on in the midst of all that.
Well, that's
because
he did it for his dad. You know?
Right, but what I'm saying is that, you know, same thing here. I mean, a life was lost. At the end of the day, we cannot replace that boy's life. But business has to go on, and people react differently. Just because we don't like the way they react doesn't mean that it was the proper way to react. Because we don't know if he was in shock. I mean, these are things behind the scenes, and maybe I'm always the one who looks at it from the point, knows if he was in shock.
True.
You know, we don't know what was said behind. Just because publicly we didn't hear it, we don't know what was said behind the scenes.
No,
we don't know how he was reacting. You know, we don't know his emotional state. At the end of the day, we really don't know him. We have our opinion because of what he did not do publicly, but we have no fucking clue what he did privately or what he's doing privately or what has been done privately. And sometimes that stuff will never come out because it's just too painful. Remember, people are grieving. We made, now, like I said, Tony Stewart is an asshole. I'll agree, 100% he's an asshole. But we can't judge him because he did not react the way that we would have reacted. Because we don't know.
I don't know how you would sleep at night.
That's a hard thing.
Knowing that, I don't know. I just don't know how you sleep at night. I couldn't. It would fuck with me. I know that.
Who says it's not fucking with him? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, well, because, obviously.
But I'm just saying, just because he's not reacting the way we would react.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I hear you.
Doesn't mean that he hasn't reacted. I mean, I'm sure that there was a reaction. And sometimes, and you got to remember, these people have publicists and everything. And,
exactly.
And he may have wanted to come out, but when you have, and we know being in the public eye, and I even have to go through it, and you have to go through it also being with India, there are things that we, even though we have very, very big latitude on what we can say, we have our handlers. We have people who say, don't say this, don't say that. We know what extent we can do things. When I'm at events, I know what I can say and what I can do. I know the extent of it. You know, we all have, especially people in the public eye, have handlers behind the scenes, and I mean, that's a horrible way to say it, but we do have people who, in a way, tell us when we're crossing the line or what we can do or what we can't do, and we listen to those people. We might not agree with them, but we listen to them. So what the handlers and the publicists were saying may have stopped him from doing some things. Then again, we don't know if he got checked into a facility because he was having a nervous breakdown afterwards.
Mm.
Okay. We could harp on that, but, you know.
Yeah.
I know you like Ms. V. Shut the fuck up. I did not want to hear your damn psychological side of this man's well-being. I don't like what the fuck he did publicly.
Yeah, I really don't. I'm sorry. I
understand. But
you're human beings. Yeah, I'm sorry. Fuck your profile or what, you know, your brand,
like,
or whatever.
But we don't know, you know. And I'm quick because I react to certain things, and, you know, there have things that have happened in the adult industry that I just cannot react on publicly. But I do it privately. So it's one of those things where, you know, maybe because I'm in, you know, where I'm a little bit more public and I deal with a little bit more people, I know that certain things just can't be done publicly. I mean, it's just not good to do them regardless of what people would think. And you have to forego what the public wants. Because what the public wants and what you're doing is right is two different things. The court of public opinion will always be out there.
Yeah.
But we got one more week.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the MMA next week. I could go research it.
Christy Mack. Just look up, you'll see. And she had a statement that she put on Twitter. What she did was she had a statement typed out, but she had a picture of it, and she tweeted it out. Because she had an engagement she was supposed to go to, some sort of convention, and obviously she couldn't go because, you know, she was almost killed. So, I mean, oof, it's amazing she's alive. If you've seen the pictures of her, oh, my God. Eesh. Horrible. Just horrible. I hate to end it like that, but I don't want to end it like in a down note like that, but, you know. But we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we can always find out who Vista Vial's child belongs to if she really got one.
Hey, everybody. So, unfortunately, you know, we won't be back Tuesday again. There's no Visa After Dark this coming week either. But the 26th is when we come back, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And we don't know who our guest is either.
Okay, yeah. So trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the dark as you are, so we have no idea. So we don't know. But we do know that next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back to talk about more sports with a little bit of sex, which would be with Ask Ms. V Sports, with myself, James Acevedo, and, of course, Ms. V, the Toy Lady. So until then, be safe. Like I said, don't be stupid out there. There's protests going on and stuff like that. Just be safe. Know where you're going.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow the Twitter, because that's the real where you get the real news from. Let's be honest. some of these news they put out there and TV, very questionable. Let's put that like that. So just be safe out there, everybody across the land. And we'll definitely be back Thursday. For more of this fun that we do.
Have a good week, everyone.
Yes, you too, and everybody out there, and you, of course, you, Ms. V. I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
By the way, you can always talk to me if something comes up. You know me.
Oh yeah, and we'll be tweeting.
Okay. Good.
You can always hit us on Twitter. We'll respond
to
our tweets.
Yeah, I'm at YankeeMan1973, and of course, you could follow and tweet at Ms. V the Toy Lady at Miss V Duh, which is D-A, you know, not duh as in duh, you know, Miss V Duh, D-A, Toy Lady.
MSVDATOYLADY.
There you go. That's another way of doing it.
We'll
I chose the hard way. Until then, everybody. Peace out.
Have a good week, everyone.
Yes. You too. Latest and tomatoes to everybody. Latest. Bye.